Faith works through love. It doesn't work through fear. Just because you pray doesn't mean it's faith. Most of the time we pray because we're scared half to death. Most of the time we pray because we're preserving ourselves, loving ourselves. Not, it's usually, oh God, help kind of thing. The proof of that is because when we don't see the result, we get frustrated, and some of us even shipwreck our faith and give up on God. So it was probably all about us in the first place, wasn't it? Probably really wasn't about Him and His name and His kingdom. Crushing darkness. It was probably about us. Come on, I'm going to challenge your spirit tonight. If you're frustrated and offended with God and you think He's missing it, you've forgotten He sent His Son while you were guilty and His Son was innocent, and you're missing the heart of God and you're being deceived. God is not slack concerning His promises, and He's not lack of power. He's faithful always. You can't subpoena God in your mind and win. You're deceived. If you're angry with God, you have a wrong view. Jesus is Lord and He loves us. Okay? Come on. To be angry with God is one of the greatest deceptions on the planet, but yet we can justify it in our natural mind and reason with ourselves. But here's what's happening. You're eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't think that you're not in a place where you have the choice of either eating from the tree of life, which I believe is the Word of God, Jesus Christ, and the knowledge of good and evil, where the whispers into your voice, into your, the voice into your ear. Well, yeah, but, well, you know. Da, 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 da. And there's a way that seems right to, as a man thinketh, so he. Come on.